whatsoever God wills comes to pass.
So remember the dilemma that we don't like this sentence, we like it, we prefer to use it as an excuse, it's a reality. So he will give you some explanation about this, because over there he said, this is what you should do. Here he will say, okay, and about this subject, let's see.
We have spoken all these words, but in preparing ourselves we are naught, naught without the favors of God. Without the favors of God and God's elect ones, angel though he be, his page is black. O God, O thou whose bounty fulfills thee, it is not allowable to mention anyone beside thee.
Suddenly he's not talking to you anymore. He started with this, that, okay, whatever I said, means in Hamed, Lot, right from the beginning of the book to here, whatever I said, I was giving you the prescription, right? So I was telling you what to do, what not to do. But please do not forget, the major part is not spoken about yet. Without his mercy, we are nothing. So whatever we talk about, do this, do that, be in control, try to be like this, try to be like that, don't let even these make you arrogant. Because you could get arrogant not by being flattered, but by being questioned. You know what's the best flattery I'm using? To somehow promote a little bit more energy here. Don't you know? I always flatter you that you are the responsible one. You could do something about it. You could organize your life like this. You shouldn't do this, you should do that. Right? Responsibility! It's a flattery. Because at the end of the day, it's not all in your hand. Thanks God. Because if everything was in your hand, I don't know, that was the doom day. So it's not all in your hand. There is the other part. Don't let the other part arrogant you, because even that one could work. To believe in you, and not in you like this.
You like this. I've given up everything.
Like that. All could work. The balance is not that easy. Let's hear it. Here, suddenly Rumi doesn't talk to you. You turn around to God and say, oh my God, please help us. We started with what? With the droplet of knowledge he gave us. Okay, connect it. Because before you, your attention, I was nothing, I had nothing, and there was nothing for me to do. Everything I received from you, so when I need more, I just come back to you. So do not forget that part, that for all your shortcoming, at the end you should go back to the source, because everything is given to you. Do you remember the parrot that I hear why he declared that it's not yours really, it's in you temporarily? That's a part of you. So you're connected for everything. Go back to him. Yes.
This amount of guidance thou hast bestowed, till this thou hast covered up many a fault of ours. Cause the drop of knowledge which thou gavest heretofore to become united with thy seeds. In my soul there is a drop of knowledge. Deliver it from sensuality and from the body's clay. Before these clays drink it up, before these winds sweep it away, although when they sweep it away, thou art able to take it back from them. and redeem it. The drop that vanished in the air or was spilled.
No, you're a little bit of reflection here. How is he talking about? What is he talking about, and how is he saying everything? He went back to the source and said, oh, first of all, in here, in this John, I find a droplet of elm. Once we call it elm, once we call it Danesh, which is the Persian version, to make sure that he's talking about this quote-unquote knowledge science we have. He said, a droplet of this I find in me, and this is what you gave me. Please connect me. Please make me touch this ocean of you before this droplet will evaporate. This he understood, right? Although, this is the point, although even if it evaporates, you can bring it back. Look around you. Everything is happening like that. Everything is being brought to existence and will remain exist for a fraction of time. And if we go back in non-existence, then something else will come, and something else. That's why everything changes. So everything is being created and recreated and all that. Let's see the big picture. Yes.
The drop that vanished in the air or was spilled, when did it flee from the storehouse of thy omnipotence? Did it enter into non-existence or 100 non-existences? It will make a foot of its head when thou callest it. Hundreds of thousands of opposites are killing their opposites. Thy decree is drawing them forth again. There is caravan on caravan, O Lord, continually from non-existence towards existence. In particular, every night all thoughts and understandings become naught. Plunge in the deep sea. Again, at the time of dawn, those divine ones lift up their heads from the sea like fishes.
Here now again, from we go one step further. We started with this, that, okay, I have a little bit of knowledge, and I know that desperately I need the connection to the source of knowledge for this knowledge to be improved. If not, this will rot away. Although, when I'm talking about that knowledge stuff, that's something else. That's not the rotting stuff. It happens like this, that look at this existence. This existence is made of opposites. And these opposites will kill each other every single moment. But they vanish and they reappear because they are called upon. If they go and hide not in non-existence, in 100 non-existence, when he calls them, they will jump up. This is the power I believe in. The power that I could see around me is happening, right? In general, you could say that every single moment there are thousands of caravans of stuff that are jumping out of non-existence in existence, right? Good. But let me give you a better example here. Something different. Because when I said non-existence, existence, existence, non-existence, it was good. It's a good game and it's a mental game. And because I talk about the fraction of seconds and those quantum portion of time and things like that. Okay, it's a good mental game and things like that. But do you have a feeling for that? Let me give you a feeling for that. What will happen to you? In a couple of hours, what will happen to you? You will be gone. You will be like a cadaver. I hope you enjoy it. Dream about you in a sleep. You say, look at this. Even the separation in me happens. And it's not that the machine is turned off.